The morning I heard I'd been shot, I was sitting in my office on the second floor, looking out the big glass window at the yellow ringlets of a laburnum tree that had gone in a few days from blindingly yellow to faded cream, as if washed in rough detergent. Beyond the balding tree, losing its ringlets prematurely in mid-May, the sky was blamelessly blue. In minutes, it would begin to bleach and the sun would paint such a glare on it, it would be impossible to look up, even briefly, to catch the full bellies of the groaning aircraft swooping down to land. It was not even 7 in the morning. I had slipped away early from my darkened bedroom with barely a glance at the sleeping splash of my wife, lying spread-eagled on her stomach, arms and legs akimbo, as if quashed by a giant foot. Brushing my teeth in the dining room sink, I had glanced at the weekend newspaper, full of excitement of food and cinema, and eschewing the tea Felicia had set to brew, quietly let myself out. The lane lay in Sunday morning stupor, not a leaf stirring in the row of gulmohars or the lone people. Rambir, our night watchman, had abandoned his post and was probably sleeping in his bed-sized room, or doing the stuff one has to in the morning. The only thing moving was the mongrel in the lane, foraging for discarded food in the heaped refuse in the corner, cast in many shades of brown with the rodent's long face, one bad eye and one bad leg. He had been christened Jeevan after the nasal sneering Hindi film villain of the 1960s by the clawing old uncle of C1. The old man, Sharmaji, who cracked silly jokes with the colony children and stroked their arms slowly, would stand outside his gate and call out to the children,